This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 7th of June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across the region, it's a warm evening with clear skies in Tel Aviv and Haifa. Jerusalem is enjoying a mild night, perfect for a walk outside if you're in the city. Here are today's headlines. First, in the past hour, Walla reports that Iran launched missile strikes at Israel after the Israeli attack in Beirut, ending the current ceasefire. Also earlier today, the Times of Israel reported that the IDF targeted Beirut's Dahiya following Hezbollah's rocket fire towards northern Israel. 2 were killed and 11 injured. Also this hour, Ynet tells us that Israel struck Hezbollah headquarters in Beirut earlier today. This marks the first strike since the Lebanon ceasefire understandings. Separately, I-24 News details a deadly rampage in central Israel. Hamas praises the shooting attack in Kochav Yair as a response to Israeli actions in Gaza and the West Bank. And finally, sirens have sounded across northern Israel as schools close nationwide, according to Ynet. Here's what people are saying online. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT613 posted just minutes ago. They explained Iran's missile launch follows the breakdown of a ceasefire understanding after Israel's strike on Beirut. Joe Truesman, a conflict analyst, shared that the IDF has intercepted all missiles from Iran so far. The aerial defense array remains vigilant against further threats. Ynet Global reported minutes ago that sirens are sounding across northern Israel. Schools have closed and gatherings are limited following Iran's threats over Israel's strikes. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Iranian missile strikes, Walla reports that Iran's response came swiftly after Israel's action in Beirut. The strikes targeted northern Israel, heightening regional tensions. This escalation could further strain diplomatic relations. Turning to the IDF strike on Beirut's Dahiya, reported by the Times of Israel. The attack was coordinated with the United States and targeted Hezbollah after their rocket fire. This move underscores ongoing tensions with Hezbollah and raises the stakes for future engagements. Meanwhile, Ynet highlights Israel's strike on Hezbollah's headquarters. This operation follows the breakdown of ceasefire understandings between Israel and Lebanon. The action aims to deter future aggression, but risks further military escalation. Also today, the deadly shooting in central Israel, covered by I-24 News. Hamas has labeled the attack as a reaction to Israeli operations in Gaza and the West Bank. This incident adds to the complexity of the security situation in the region. On the economic front. First, KTEK reports that the Bank of Israel is quietly moving to stabilize the shekel. Recent disclosures suggest a more active role in currency management than previously acknowledged. Separately, Walla Business highlights the rising cost of grave plots in central Israel. Prices are set to jump to 34,000 shekels, making pre-purchase a luxury. And finally, Ynet Business shares that Shifters has raised $10.2 million to advance AI-powered robots. This funding will support their development and expansion efforts. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.